Okay, today Rabbi Shlomo, we're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Menachos, and we're up to parak Yod, Mishnah Vav. Ha'omer ha'yamater b'medina, u'shtei alechem b'mikdash. The Korban Omer allowed a person to eat from the Chadash in general, in the Medina, whereas shtei alechem allowed the new grain to be brought as Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So you'd have to wait till Shavuos to bring from the new grain, to bring Korbanos with the new grain. Ein mevin menachos b'kurim minchas behim ha'kodim la'omer. You're not allowed to bring menachos b'kurim or the minch or Minchas Behema from the Chadash before the Korban Omer was brought to him, heavy pasul, and if you did, it's pasul. Kodem l'shtei alechem lo yavi, you're also not allowed to bring from new grain before the shtei alechem, meaning before Shavuos, but then b'diavad it would be kosher, v'im heavy kosher. So the difference is that even though the Omer is matir for everybody else, and the shtei alechem is what's matir for the Beis HaMikdash for bringing Korbanos from the new grain, the Omer is also kind the matir for the Beis HaMikdash in that it will at least make a kasher b'diavad. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, hachidim asar nachus mishvel shul v'ashifun chayavim b'challah. The five grains are all chayav in challah when you make a dough out of them. And with sarfin zem zen, if you have a multi-grain challah bread, so that's also chayav in challah. V'asurim b'chadash m'lefnei Pesach, and all of these five grains are subject to the Yisra of Chadash before Pesach. And m'liksar m'lefnei Omer, and they're all not supposed to be harvested before the Korban Omer. Although that was seems to have been a machlokas tanan in a previous Mishnah, whether you're allowed to be kotzer before the Korban Omer. V'mishrishu kodom omer, if they took root before the Korban Omer, ha'omer matiran, then the omer is matir them, those grains, b'im lav, but if they hadn't even taken root, then asurun ashiyav ha'omer abba, then you have to wait till next year's Korban Omer until they become mutter. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Vav, we said that the omer was matir in the Medina and the Shtei Alech was matir karbanos in the mikdash, but you're not, even though you're not allowed to bring any karbanos from the new grain before the shtei alecha before Shavuos, if you at least waited till after the second day of Pesach after the Korban Omer, it would be kosher b'diavad. And in the Mishnah Zayin, we learned that the five grains are all chayv and challah, and the doughs are mitzvahed with each other to create a chiyuv challah, the shear for a chiyuv challah, and they're all subject to the yisur of chadash and the yisur of being kotzer before the Omer, but anything that took root before the Korban Omer, the Omer will be matir. Anything that didn't take root before the Korban Omer would have to wait till next year's Korban Omer to be matir such grain. Okay, but from next time, we'll pick up with Perek Yud Mishnah Ches.